Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. If you cannot listen to the entire show today, this show will be rebroadcasted tomorrow at 5 p.m. And this show will also be rebroadcasted on Saturday at 1 p.m. and Sunday at 9 p.m. So if you cannot get your fill of me today, then you'll have an opportunity tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And with that, as I always tell you, this is an educational show. And if you really listen to my national show, you'll know that I literally am reading and going through the details of the ratification debates. And I will probably try to get to those once this election is over. But I have told you several times that this is a very important year because we need to start making headway in these elections. And that means that I need your help and I need you to get motivated so that you will vote immediately as soon as you get that ballot, so that that ballot doesn't sit and get handled by you several times, that you vote and get that back in so that we get a good early return from all of those who love liberty, the Constitution, and your sovereignty. So as I was saying, this is an educational show, and many parts of these shows will refer to other shows. So consequently, I try to build off of these shows, and for you to stay abreast with the content, you need to listen to all of these shows to garner what we need to be doing both at a local level and at a national level. So don't forget, you can download these podcasts at reclaimingtherepublic.org. And as a matter of fact, if you go to the KSBN podcast page on reclaimingtherepublic.org, that is where you will get these podcasts. My national podcasts are on the Red State Talk Radio podcast page. So just make sure, because I actually have all of my podcasts and I kind of separate them, because I even have archives of last year's podcasts and so forth. So you have, if you're looking for an older podcast, it's not this year, then you need to go to the archives page. So that way everything is available. Now, as you know, I always talk about the Rob Chase's great efforts in the Republican Coffee Club every Friday morning. This Friday, Cathcart will be speaking and explaining the role of BetterSpokane.org. That being said, I hope you have lots of questions. I know I do. I hope to meet you and see you there this Friday. I'm hoping to be there, but it's 7 o'clock in the morning is pretty tough, especially with the fact that I just had one of my dogs with surgery. So making sure she gets her medication and all that stuff on time, you know how it is. Anyway, and I'll give you some more information on this surgery in just a few minutes, but film at 11, right? I'm going to be doing that a couple of times to you today. Anyway, this meeting is at 152 South Sherman. It's right there on the northwest corner of Sherman and 2nd. And it does cost $5 to get in, but that gets you coffee and a pastry. And there are also breakfast sandwiches and other good things for purchase while you are there getting, I don't want to say entertained, but informed. And as always, it is Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of the month, and there's a good likelihood you are driving in the wrong direction. Or maybe you're heading home real quick so that you can pick up your wife and kids because it's Grassroots, Northwest Grassroots movie night. That's right. Every second Wednesday of the month is when Northwest Grassroots actually has their movie night. And so if you didn't know, the chair of Spokane County actually runs and assists with and is a part of the Northwest Grassroots Movie Night and the Northwest Grassroots organization, Cecily Wright. And so they will be running a very special movie tonight. It's called Agenda second version or Agenda 2, because I know there's Agenda 21, 2030, and so forth out there. But this is a great examination of the deep state. And so this is Agenda 2, Masters of Deceit. It is also available if you want to spend $2 to download it off of Vimeo. But why, when you can actually rub elbows with a lot of other like-minded individuals and be able to partake and engage in what I would say a great social evening as well as an informative evening. So tonight it's at Darcy's. Get there at about 5:30. That's about when the event starts getting ready for serving drinks and so forth. And I believe the open mic starts at 6. So please make sure you get there tonight. As I try to keep you abreast every week that it's coming up. And now I know the details of what's going to be on tonight. It is something that you really want to be there and be a partaker of, because this is really good information. And if you didn't know, the deep state is alive and well in every state, because the establishment has gained for a long time from the party bosses to what we now call the deep state. I mean, it has just been, you know, a handoff from one generation to the next generation of controlling your government as it slides into this abyss of socialism. So anyway, what I covered this last week on Red State Talk Radio, I wrapped up the New York ratification debates. I went into the Massachusetts and wrapped those up. And I am now covering the North Carolina ratification debates. And one of the great metaphors that came out of this is how Mr. Iredell used the metaphor of a power of attorney. And he said, if you gave somebody an explicit power of attorney that said that they could sell your property in this particular county, but you had property in another county, could they assume that they could all of a sudden sell that property without your knowledge in that other county? No, because it is an explicit power of attorney. He likens the Constitution in the very same fashion, that the federal government was only given explicit powers and that they could not creep beyond those. If they wanted to do any creeping, that is why Article 5 was inserted into the Constitution, so that the federal government could request via an amendment, we'd like to do this, would you please let us do this? That is the only legal and constitutional way for the federal government to be able to exercise anything at all. In other words, it has to be added and amended to the Constitution, not assumed, not presumed, not even hoodwinked by the states. Even if the states hoodwink and say, yeah, go ahead, just keep giving us some money so that we can keep our people in control. As Madison points out in 1817, that even in those means and measures, they're unconstitutional, and it is a risk that when the people wake up, they will be able to not only just take their powers back, but we have the opportunity to not only seize control, but we can also hold those people accountable. And I want you to understand these offenses of understanding that you're violating the Constitution is treason. And near as I can tell, I believe you can dangle from a rope from committing that crime. But anyway, I also wanted to put it out there, but I don't have enough time, so I've got a personal plea. And so I want to wait till after my hard break, because I need your help. I personally need your help in this local area. So this will be another Film at 11 type of teaser, but I will be back after the hard break and on my knees pleading and begging your indulgence and for some information. And so if you please stay tuned, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors. Thank you very much. Most people resist change, but how would you like to be rewarded in at least two ways for considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy believes your smile is a reflection upon him, and that is a mutually shared reward between both him and you. Another reward is improving your overall health by working with your dentist like Dr. Tracy and developing a strategy in maintaining your dental health. But how would you like a direct incentive in considering a new dentist? Dr. Tracy and his staff from time to time offer a special referral program. For every new patient you refer who becomes a patient, Dr. Tracy will reward you with $50 off your dental work. Consequently, if you refer five people, that's $250 off your dental work. Give them a call and ask for the details and the availability of the referral program by calling 466-6614 or go to VonTracyDDS.com. Again, that's 466-6614 or sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Okay, so I am back, and it is not 11, because I actually have another teaser for you for film at 11. But as I said, I have a plea for you. I need a lawyer. I had a car accident literally a year ago. I was just minding my own business. Actually, I was having a car problem with my little sports car, and as I was taking it, limping it to the dealership so that they could look at why my check engine light, why it was failing to start after a certain period of time. So I didn't want this thing to die on the road. nor did I want to speed or anything else. So anyway, as I was taking it into the dealership early one morning, going down Maple, somebody at a stop sign literally took my right away, pulled right out in front of me. I couldn't stop, so I banged the very back quadrant of their car and did a little fender damage to mine. So I ended up taking it to my insurance company's recommended body shop, or one of the two or three that they recommended. And so in taking it there, I asked this company to do some additional painting to kind of clean up some of the paint peeling that was occurring at the time. Nevertheless, it took a couple of months for them to get this done. And I know that I have a very unique car. There were only like 2,000 cars of this particular car made. And so as I picked up the car, literally 2 months plus later, and as I, you know, drove it around, I realized that they had actually damaged the interior of my car. And I've been trying to get them to rectify this problem, and we're literally coming up on a year now, and they have no intent. They never call me. I have to call them, and I'm just tired, and I just need some help. So if you know a really good shark that handles this type of problem, please send me an email. Send an email to info@reclaimingtherepublic.org, because I believe I don't think this is necessarily a small claims court issue, because this is really a collector's car. It's not 20 years old, but it will be, and because this is a 2005 model, so we're just clicking 13. But the point is, we bought this car as a permanent collection car, so that down the road, there would literally only be less than probably 100 when I get really old. Not that I'm not old now, but that being said, I need some help, and I'm pleading because I don't know who some really good lawyers are, but I do know that there are a lot of lawyers in town. And so with that being said, if you happen to know one, just send me a referral and I will start calling around. Because I've been on the air for a few years and I've never tried to go after, that's why I'm not mentioning this company's name. I do not like using pressures or my position to take advantage. I just think that's wrong. So I'm not going to try to do that. I'm just basically stating that I'm at a point where I need a lawyer so that I can get my car fixed, even though I entrusted this company to do and stand behind the work that they did. I now need a lawyer to hold them accountable for that. And so anyway, I've got that plea out there for you, so I'll just let that stand. As I also mentioned that I do have a Film at 11 type of teaser, I am going to be talking about what it will take to clean up Washington if these red counties are really sincere about getting back to a limited and constitutional government. There's a very easy process, and as a matter of fact, this dovetails with what you may have heard of the State of Liberty in applying to become a 51st state. And I think there's a really good opportunity in doing this. And I believe I've even mentioned that every state that has population centers, Illinois, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, California, Oregon, all of these states that have large population centers that are dragging the whole state into the progressive ditch. There is a process that each of these states will be able to literally stop this progressive fall and take back their states. But it requires effort on our part, mine, yours, and everybody else in these red counties. And believe it or not, Spokane is still a red county. It has these embarrassing blue progressive spots that are, you know, going and representing the good people here in this county, and we can fix that as well. But we have to actually start working together. And I truly believe that it's hard to drain and clean a swamp that has a lot more depth to it, like Washington, D.C. Trump does not have enough time in the terms of limitations of a president. In other words, only being able to do 2 terms in 8 years, there is not enough time in a single president's presidency to truly clean up the swamp. You can do damage control. You can kind of partition off some of it. But it is so deep, so dark, and so complex that it is, I don't want to say impossible, but it would really require divine intervention. However, the states are a little bit different. And I know that here in Spokane, we've definitely got a swamp. But we have this problem in almost every single county. And I am going to get into that as soon as we're done with this upcoming interview, because I am interviewing, Ken Barker, who is running for county commissioner for Stevens County. And so I'm hoping to interview him and his opponents in this race, because I want to start showing the spotlights on some of the surrounding counties. If Spokane is going to start getting assistance and help, we have to help clean up these other establishment footholds that are in these other conservative counties. And I'm telling you, there is a conservative foothold, because I was literally at a central committee meeting this past weekend, and the dialogue I heard, I was absolutely shocked. And the direction that the central committee was taking, again, it just bothers me that we have such a deeply entrenched establishment. And if they're not one of our guys, regardless of how constitutional or how good the person is, they are not going to support a good constitutional Republican. And I have a problem with that. That's why we need to start getting involved in helping each other. And I have a good metaphor for that. But like I said, I've got a great interview that's coming up, and I'm going to expose you to who Ken Barker is, and he needs your help. He's running for county commissioner. I'm going to actually have the incumbent on. I think his name's Don DeShell, and I think there's another challenger. But I'm going to ask you to consider starting to throw some of your, you know, $5 here, $10 there, or what have you, towards these other county races, because if we get lots of people to provide just a little bit of money, it actually goes a long way, especially in these other rural counties. Why? Because if we can get a good foothold of constitutional leaders in these other counties, then they will help this county get back on track in helping, supporting, and promoting constitutional candidates for Spokane. That's how we kind of clean up the swamp. So anyway, I will get into that interview as soon as we come back from the next break. I will just say this, that engaging in these races in these surrounding counties, like I said, will help us start to get established. It's, you know, if you use the metaphor of climbing a rock wall, it is a Herculean feat for a single climber to climb up a rock face. However, when you do this as a team of climbers can attack a rock wall with ease and be able to ascend to the heights of that rock wall to where you can actually be able to do all sorts of things once you've conquered that rock wall. So what we need to do, because it's hard to get footing when you've got the establishment and the progressives that you're fighting. But working together, we will be able to do this. We'll be right back after word from our sponsors with Ken Barker. Please stay tuned. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Most of my listeners understand the importance in having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategy for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile. I understand the appearance of your teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth, and many dentists will take your money just to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail, and if you don't have a long-term strategy for your teeth and dental health, then you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain and restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Von Tracy, DDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health. I'm working with key leaders and patriots and setting up rodeos for Republic Review in Wyoming, Utah, South Dakota, Idaho, Kansas, and North Dakota for this election cycle. We're trying to promote engagement between you and your public servants so that you can start demanding their fulfillment of their oath of office to support and defend the Constitution. If you're beginning to understand what Republic Review can do and how it works, then America needs your help. More importantly, if you live in one of these states or know any patriots or patriotic leaders like an elected official, a grassroots leader, or someone who is politically active, then please reach out to me on Facebook or email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We know that if we can get a strong attendance by both the candidates and the electorate, we will make an impact. It is our intent to get one and hopefully all of these states to call for Republic Review. If we can get this audit process started, I promise you we will make America great once and for all. Are you a patriotic proprietor of a business that is looking to get exposure on a fast-growing program? How would you like to get exposure on the only program on the air that provides an actual constitutional solution to all the federal government overreach and encroachments? If you understand the importance of educating the electorate, we would love to work with you in growing your business and revenues while you support the airing of our content on this station. Your support goes to growing the reach of this show and does not pay for elaborate salaries or highfalutin lifestyles. The show is growing fast, and we're also planning on airing the content about Republic Review on a video medium soon. If you'd like to be a part of history and the growth of the most relevant and result-oriented show on the air anywhere in the world, then just email me at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can lock in exceptional pricing and great advertising opportunities. Okay, so we're back, and I actually have Ken Barker with us for this segment, and Ken is running for Stevens County County Commissioner. And so, Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And so, let me ask you this. Why is it that you decided to get into this race?
Well, there seems to be some growth issue problems. There seems to be some fact that we don't have our timber products like we used to have and mining products. And so I want to try and be able to increase those to help increase our economy and the job situation in Stevens County.
Okay. That's all good because growth is good. Let me ask you this. Was there any, other than the lack of growth, was there any, you know, call to serve, or was it more of a, I think it's time for change. Which was it? Just a call to serve or it's time for change?
Well, actually, it was a call to service and a time for change. in some way to grow our county and look forward in the future.
All right, great. Well, let's look back at what was it that you have been doing over the past, well, you're probably a spring chicken, so you may not have lots of experience, but what have you been doing lately?
So for the last 22 years, I was self-employed, working for the Sisters of Providence, and I had, being self-employed, I was a contractor to all the hospitals in the area. So with that, I have a background in working on projects that were up to $97 million, such as the Women's Edition at Sacred Heart,
right,
and other editions.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me ask you this, because I happen to be a resident of Stevens County. What do you believe is the biggest inhibitor for growth within Stevens County?
Regulations of the government.
Well, amen, brother. There's no doubt about that. So where do those regulations come from?
Well, such as the GMA, Growth Management Act, or the VSP, Voluntary Stewardship Program.
Okay, and both of those, if I'm correct, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe both of those are policies that have been handed down by DC or federal bureaucrats, right?
Yes, sir.
And so they basically kind of roll right through the Olympia train station and get rubber stamped in that out to the counties, correct?
They do, when they shouldn't be.
Right, right. So regulations are strangling us. And so how are they strangling us, though? Because I don't know if the listeners understand this.
Okay, so regulations such as the forest products, because of the EPA, we're not allowed to cut timber products out like we used to do, because there's mills in the Stevens County area that are shut down or at least reduced dramatically, except for Vaughan Brothers up in Colville. So there's that issue.
Well, isn't it better, though, that all this timber just burn in the summer fire season than harvesting?
So the Sherman Pass fire that took place, I was in the meetings with the Forest Service, and we the people told the Forest Service, we want the land managed, and they didn't do it. Consequently, Sherman Pass has millions and millions of board feet that are burned and down or standing burned. And we told the Forest Service to have those logs taken out, because we have the technology to refurbish or clean up those logs, make them into viable products, and they didn't do it. Now we have a huge, tremendous fire load in the Sherman Pass area and or around the areas of fires that took place in 2015.
Right. And so what other types of raw resources does Stevens County have that would be a good revenue source?
Minerals, mines. I was told, silver. There's minerals that we have in our county that, why aren't we doing what we used to do 20, 30, 40 years ago? That's because the EPA has shut it down with their over-regulations.
Well, so one of the things that I recognize is that we have a lot of rare earth minerals, and those are very precious for manufacturing, for military-grade stuff, and so forth. And I know that we're not going after those anymore. And so I would imagine, though, because of the value of the market for those types of commodities and minerals and metals, that it would be a real boom for the county if we were able to start tapping those resources, especially if we could do it cleanly. And as I understand it, we do have methodologies now of being able to cleanly extrapolate these rare earth minerals and other minerals from the ground.
And just like we have the technology to take the burned wood out of the forest and turn them into viable products, we have the technologies in both those areas that you're talking about.
Right.
Why are we not doing that? Because I believe of the regulations, the over-regulations of our government.
Right. It was so. I'm going to guess that a lot of these policies and programs that have been implemented by the county commissioners have been the ones, are the county commissioners coming up with this, or is this something coming from the bureaucrats and they're just letting the bureaucrats basically run us?
The bureaucrats are basically running us and telling us what to do or not, what not to do in regards to the regulations, if I understood your question right.
Right. Correct. I just wanted to, you know, so in other words, there's acts of commission and acts of omission, right?
Yes.
And so, in other words, the bureaucrats are the ones that are the culpable ones, and via the act of omission, the county commissioners are basically letting them introduce, and they're the ones that are basically introducing these bad policies.
Yes, the county commissioners are. They are, and they're signing it. They're making the county become less of an economy that people want to be here, which is why we don't have jobs.
Well, there's that as well as it it straps the county with all sorts of other problems, like the fire problems, the lack of revenue to be able to support the infrastructure. Either that comes on the backs, because I believe we still have to pay taxes, and so we have to pay more in taxes if we want to have these nice fire districts that can actually stop fires, instead of using the revenues from being able to, you know, extrapolate the harvesting wood, harvesting minerals, and those types of things. Because if we're not making revenue from industry, then somehow the way we pay for government is via taxes on the burdens, or I should say on the back of the taxpayers, or we the people. And so I presume that that's a bad thing in your view?
Well, and yes, and all of the above. However, the fire service that you're saying that the taxes are being used for, we wouldn't be having so many fires if the Forest Service and the EPA weren't putting such restrictions on our forest that we, the people, the lumber yards, the timber industry, would be allowed to go in and clean up our forest like we used to do and reduce the fire load. We wouldn't have to be worrying about all these extra taxes to take care of fire season, as they call it.
Right. Well, my grandfather was a part owner of a logging company, and when they started bringing these policies in the 70s, he basically said when he was retiring that we would have a lot of out of control disease, fires, and all sorts of problems if we weren't harvesting and managing these resources. And he was 100% correct, because we've had nothing but record type of fire. And you can't believe that the EPA thinks that putting all these particulates and smoke and so forth into the air is a good thing. And so I don't know what they're protecting.
When they say that we're already having a carbon monoxide problem and we're suffocating the earth and we're destroying the earth, yet they let the forest grow out of control. And then when there is a fire, we have a fire that's so out of control that we can't put it out. So there's a catch 22 there.
Right.
We need to get people in the office that understands this and stop this ridiculous regulations that's going on.
Right. Well, Ken, I'm out of time, so I'd like to have you back on.
Thank you.
No problem. Folks, we're coming up on a hard break, and so we will be right back after word from our sponsors. And so please stay tuned, and I will have more insights for you when we get back. Thank you very much. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. I've been on the radio for a couple of years, and for over a decade, I have been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we're going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument for Republic Review, and even most conservative entertainers will not support Republic Review due to self-interest reasons. If you have not read my bullet point descriptions and executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can read my bullet points and view the Republic Review flowchart. You can even order my executive summaries, books, and other content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you will know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content on reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can become a part of the solution. It's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way myself with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I've learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Von Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money away on just a good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I would ask you to give Dr. Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 509-466-6614. Again, sign up at VONTRACYDDS.com. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. Okay, so I am back, and I appreciate the fact that I had Ken available for an interview for this particular show, and I'm hoping, like I said, to have a lot more candidates, because this is a very important election year. I also wanted to get into a takeaway, because I'm not sure if you're garnering where our real problems are stemming from, but you should be taking away from this interview that our revenue problem, both in Stevens County and a lot of the counties in Washington, our safety problem in all of these counties, and environmental problems are all coming from government regulation. We didn't even get a chance to talk about the wolf issue. I mean, he kind of pointed that out as an aside. But my point is that even the wolves and all of these timber problems, our fires, the smoke, potential property damage, and so forth, is happening because government is failing to manage this property that supposedly they have taken charge of. And I want you to understand that this is an unconstitutional assertion of power that the federal government has taken charge of. We need to take this back. And so we need to get good constitutional candidates into these counties to start driving this change. Because the only way we are going to be able to get back what is ours is to have somebody stand up. And it's not just somebody. We need to have a majority of our county commissioners, constitutional, understanding that the government has no base, no founding. And if you listen to my shows, if you listen to my podcast on the Red State Talk Radio, as well as this show, you'll know for a fact that there is no empirical evidence, no data whatsoever that supports the federal government having the ability to create any type of land reservation, whether that's for forestry, whether that is for environmental purposes, or whether that is for human beings. They have no authority to create reservations. Again, that includes Indians or indigenous people, whatever you want to say, the political correct terms. They have no constitutional basis of doing this. They have been basically duping us for a couple of almost two centuries, 100 and a half at least, going back to 1849 when the Department of Interior was created. And from that point moving forward, it has been a very bad deal for the states. So one of the things I kind of wanted to also rail on a local issue is that, you know, the local veterinary services are very expensive here. We had a bulldog that had surgery, and had we known the cost and everything else out of pocket, because actually the last surgery we had done, we actually went over to the Seattle side to have surgeries done because it is less than half the price. So why is it so different in price for veterinary care as well as other things here? I think that you'll find that there are businesses that understand that they have a quasi limitation on services available, and so they can basically set the price because it plays with that supply and demand, right? If there's not a big demand, and it's not that in veterinary space that there's not that big demand, they have a limitation on supply, so that if the supply works together, they can, and I'll use the word collude, to help set prices. And so having to go over to the progressive side kind of makes me scratch my head. Well, why is it that the progressive side is so much cheaper? Is it just because those folks over there are just a bunch of animals? Or do they have that many more pets? I would like to think that this might have something to do with, you know, how they support alternative lifestyles. Well, maybe the progressives are seeking alternative medications and medicine practices and so forth. But I'm just kidding. There truly is a supply and demand issue going on here. And I know that there are other markets and so forth that there seems to be if you want to use the term gouging or price controls or what have you. And if you want to explore this, you really start looking at where the markets are wide open and why it is so much cheaper to do certain services when you think, well, shoot, how come it's so much more expensive here than it is in California, over in Seattle, and so forth? And that has to do more with price controls or some kind of coordination to say, you know what, we're gonna go by the book. Just like there are price controls with a mechanic. So because there have been so many mechanics and auto shops that have gouged people over the years, that they've created a manual that if you open it up, it'll say, what is the allowable billable time for somebody to change a water pump or what have you, so that they all go by a very standard. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody can be really efficient and really good and know your car and be able to do it faster and charge you by the hour. But 9 times out of 10, they make more money if they charge you by the book or whatever the agreed amount of time is. And so I don't want to rail on this too long because I wanted to get into the state of liberty. And so the state of liberty is a real potential, and the only way we're going to be able to do this, because I really doubt that we'll be able to flip the state house, both the Senate and the representatives, into enough a majority to where we can actually create this new state of liberty. And so what is it that we have to do? Well, there are two ways of getting pressure onto the state legislators to either allow this to happen or have something else change. And so the real process is applying an alternate form of pressure and getting them to say, you know what, we'd rather have you have your own state than to take control of this state. So what I've been trying to communicate to a lot of people, the champions for the state of liberty, has been get the state or the county commissioners to call for a state constitutional convention. If the county commissioners demand that they send delegates for each county in to rewrite the state constitution, I want you to look at the map. How many counties in this state are red or conservative? And so if you look at the map, and these gentlemen understand that they could literally take back and close some of these holes of their ability to create these unconstitutional policies, programs, and so forth, such as the Hearst decision, property scams, and so forth, there is no reason why the county commissioners can't convene. And so what will end up happening is people go, well, the Democratic or the progressive side is going to still demand greater representation. The Constitution guarantees a Republican form of government, which means that in a constitutional convention, each county gets one vote, one voice. Doesn't matter how many delegates you send, you get one vote, one voice for your county. So if King County, Pierce County, and the other progressive counties over there say, well, we want a greater representation, then this gives the basis for the county commissioners of this state to cry and plead to Congress to say, hey, look, we're supposed to have a Republican form of government here, and they're trying to apportion the entire state by population instead of by recognizing each county has its own voice and has disparate interests. Spokane is not on the water. They're not on the Puget Sound. They don't have interest of commerce flowing in that capacity. Same thing with Stevens County. No, we have different interests. It's logging interests and so forth. I don't think King County is a competitor or a competitor in logging, and same thing with mining and so forth. And so that's why the importance of representing those constituents throughout the state equally is critical. And so Congress can then apply the pressure and say, sorry, bottom line is the state of Washington is a Republican form of government. You have counties, which is your sub-elements. You need to represent them. They all have to have equal voice in the Constitution. And when the state legislators realize that they will either lose control over all of these great things that they've been able to jam down our throats and will be forced to going back in towards a constitutional premise, then you will find that they'll be happy to sign away the state of liberty. That's how you can do it, my friends. Anyway, I will be back next week, and again, we'll be talking more about the politics and the important election that's forthcoming. God bless, and we'll see you next week.